Well, good morning. Here we go. 7:40. Brock Hunter.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing on here, man?
I got that, like, stuffy, like, yeah. I got that low voice going, man.
Yeah.
That coffee throat.
Actually, sound like your balls dropped finally. That's good.
Shut up.
You don't sound like Justin Timberlake.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow right here.
Yeah.
Big arms, small nuts. Anyway, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township, who is hiring now. Weekly medical and dental insurance for singles, only $7. Couples, $16.50. Mm-hmm. Families, $23.50. All starting on your 31st day. Better pay, benefits, and bonuses at special-lite.com. Check them out. Start that new career. Your topic for today, kind of an upbeat topic. Maybe, unless someone wants to make it negative.
Right.
What's something you look forward to every single day?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. You know, could be something big, could be something small.
What's want me to throw mine out there right off the bat?
Go for it, Hunter. What's something you look forward to?
It's doing the show. How about that?
I'm not giving you a raise. You're such a kiss ass, man.
Come on. Couple bucks. Something.
Just a couple.
Hey, no, you know what, though? That's a for real answer, though. Yeah. You know what's great about this show? I don't have to rant on Facebook. I don't have to go to social media to bitch. I got the airwaves to do it.
You can do it.
I get it all out in the morning, man. And I just have a great day after.
You know, it's just kind of, we have a luxury that way. A lot of people don't get to publicly voice their opinions.
You get to get it out in the morning, man. You know, anything that's pissing me off.
You know what? People have to listen whether they like it or not.
Sit there and listen.
Well,
I have a microphone and you don't.
Sir, one more outburst like that, and I will strangle you with my microphone cord, all right? but I think all joking aside, though, this is the, for me, I'll throw that in there, too. It's not my favorite thing, I'm not going to lie. But I do look forward to it.
You have to get up pretty early.
Because you know what? For 4 hours, I don't have to think about anything serious. That's the one reason I really like this and why I like your answer. I look forward to it. Like, you know, even going into work, I'm thinking like, all right, I got to get this done. Then we get on air, and we just get to tell fart jokes and talk about God knows what.
You know,
it's nice. I agree with you. I think that's
pretty
a good
nice.
Answer. That's a good answer.
It's the day going, man.
And hopefully, I haven't looked on Facebook yet. This is probably not a popular answer for a lot of people, but maybe there's one or two.
I wouldn't bank on it.
The thing I look forward to every single day. Now, it's changed. Before I had my daughter, it was getting home.
I knew that was going to be it.
Getting home. Getting into comfortable clothes and then having lunch and watching.
Here's the thing. If you didn't say your daughter, you'd be a piece of trash. You just have to get that out there.
No, I love getting out there working in the garage. It's my favorite part of the day.
What about your new daughter?
She's there too, I guess. No, I will say my favorite part, the thing I look forward to every single day is our nap. Her and I usually get a nap in around like 11:30. Like, I always hate it if I get home a little late from the office and she's already sleeping. I'm like, damn it, Kiki, you couldn't keep her up for a little bit longer? Because now she's going to wake up and then I'm going to be ready for a nap. But when we get to take our nap together, that midday nap, dude, like two hours just out cold. It's the best part.
There's something
nice
about like your nap is now kind of justified.
Hell yeah, it is.
It's
absolutely.
Like before you had a daughter, you taking a nap, you're just a bump. Look at you. Dude,
now,
get up and go do something. You can't be taking naps all. Now that you have a daughter, it's like, oh, look at that. It's cute.
Now I'm just being a good father.
He's spending
there.
Time.
I'm just there reading her a little story. Usually you're reading some nice little golden book story.
She falls asleep.
Well, hell, I might as well stay here and fall asleep, too. I'm just sorry that I'm such a good father, okay?
From a bum to a good father. Right.
That's all it took. So, guys, if you want to take a nap during the day, just have a kid. Yeah. It's fine. That's all you got to do.
It's delightful.
Yeah.
Can I take a nap with my cats? Does that count?
Kiki,
because they sleep all the time.
No, you're still a piece of trash. All right, no.
Come on, man.
You know, before Kiki, she'd come in like shake me awake. Hey, you have things to do. You can't be napping all day. I'm like, I want to
sleep with a cat.
Now she comes in, she takes photos. Like, look at how cute you two are. I'm like, hey, that's just a good dad.
As you're grinning in your sleep,
I'm faking asleep when Kiki tries to wake me up.
This is great.
Don't wake the baby. But seriously, though, it's awesome. I love it. I look forward to it every single day. Me and my daughter get to take a nice nap, and I will be sad the day when she doesn't want to nap with Dad anymore. I will be like, come on. Let's just take a nap. Dad, I'm 30, and this is weird. I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I just want to take a nap.
Whatever you do, don't roll over.
Yeah.
Just stay there.
Yeah, she'd punch me right in the face. But get up. Give me a bump. All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something you look forward to every single day? We'll get your answer when we come back. Stick around.
That rocks.
Yeah. Manada. All right. 753, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Township. Online, special-light.com. What's something you look forward to every single day? I got a phone call earlier. I forgot to record it because I'm an idiot. But it's a great answer and one that I wish I would have thought of, too. The guy said cracking that first after-work beer when you get home.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, God.
After a hard day of work, which we don't really know anything about.
No, we
about,
don't
but
have. No, no. But still, though, it still tastes good. It still tastes the same.
You know?
Yeah. Let's see. Billy said playing video games and enjoying that sweet green that makes the world tolerable. Nice. Unwind a little bit.
Kind of goes hand in hand with the beer.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably do that after work, you know?
It's that unwind. And I'm sure you've had days, too, Hunter, where, like, the first thing you do, like, I mean, before you even greet anyone, you just write to the fridge, like, you got to. You right, got to.
The
right
day has started.
Yeah,
you know,
right there.
That's the sound of a Saturday for me.
Let's see. Blake said, my kid's greeting me when I get home from work and that cool, crisp after work shower beer. Very nice. Very nice.
Shower beer.
You got that.
Hey, two in one.
Yeah. Just it's, you got the hot shower and the cold, crisp beer. Yeah, that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anna said eating. Very simple. This is the best part of the day.
Straight up eating. True American right there.
Let's see. Jessica's favorite part of the day, waking up. You know, I mean,
it's
like,
nice
I'm happy.
You know?
I'm happy that I'm up, but I'm also like, God, yeah. You know, like you're alive still, but you're also like,
go back to sleep, man.
Just go back to sleep. Let's see. Mark said the best part of his day, favorite part of his day, hearing my boys tell me their versions of the day. That's sweet. That's nice. You know, you got kids.
Oh, yeah.
The day,
yeah.
What happened today? Well, first, I did this, and then I did. All right. I didn't think it was going to take this long.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Wrap it up.
Tanya said her part of the day she looks forward to the most when there's absolutely no one in my home and I can be alone.
Dead silence.
Just
nobody
quiet.
Around. You close the windows, lock the doors. It's just me and my imagination.
I don't know about you, Hunter, but even sometimes after like big work events or even family get-togethers, you just get home and you just sit in silence for like you don't turn the TV on, nothing. You just sit there, kind of in a dark room, and just kind of.
You know
just,
when we do that a lot when it's the greatest for me, is and we set this up is we always clean the house thoroughly before we go on vacation.
Oh yeah, nice.
And when you get out back from vacation, dude, you throw your luggage down, you lay on your bed, and you're just like, oh my God.
You just sit there in the quiet and you don't move. It's dark. It's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Nice.
That's nice. Let's see. Maribeth said her thing she looks forward to the most, coffee. One of those people that are like,
I don't. That's be an answer for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, some people can't function without it, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jason said wake and bake and coffee. So you got an upper and a downer.
And a downer, right? It's just canceling everything out. Normal.
So it's just right there. Just even keel. Let's see. Richard said cartoons is his favorite part of the day, and Brandon said quitting time is what he looks forward to the most.
Quitting time.
Come on. 5 o'clock. Here we go. Let's go. Yeah. Out the door. That's usually how I am, too. Not that, again, not that I don't enjoy time, but, you know, you get that quitting time clock hits, and you're just you're out the door, man. Just a dust trail.
Like cartoons?
Yeah, cartoons. Yeah.
Like old cartoons? Like Looney Tunes? Because
I don't know.
Like cartoons I think are good.
Didn't specify, so. Well, there's some good new cartoons.
Is there?
Yeah.
Name one.
South Park?
Exactly.
South Park's a new one?
Oh, okay.
Fairly. Simpsons, right? That would count as new. Is that
yeah,
old?
Okay.
Is that old? You know, there's still
old.
New
Dude,
ones coming out.
It's been around
out.
For like 80 years.
Is Family Guy still on? It's been on for so long, I don't even know.
Dude, the Family Guy will always be on.
God, it's insane.
And it's always on like eight different channels, too.
It's crazy. Crazy. Anyway. Good answers. I feel good about this. This was a nice uplifting after reading horrible stories about rich YouTubers and Netflix raising their prices. We needed
feel better,
a win.
Feel better.
We needed morning. A win today. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's WIRX.